As the new school year starts for Milwaukee Public Schools, some students will return to buildings with thriving music programs, but many will not. Music options vary significantly from school to school. A group of teachers is calling on the district to address those disparities. The school board is set to consider their proposal this fall. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
The chamber choir at Milwaukee's Reagan High School is warming up with teacher Erica Breitbart.
One, two, ready.
If the people live their lives as if it were a song.
Reagan has three full-time music educators. Their student choir, band, and orchestra. But that is not the case at most MPS high schools. Bradley Tech had no music teacher last year. Other schools have one music teacher, but no choir or band. Here's Reagan teacher Breitbart.
The successful music programs that exist in MPS are places where principals have chosen to allocate funds far beyond the district allocation because they believe that the arts matter.
In other words, MPS's current system leaves a lot up to schools. Each building receives funding for, at minimum, a quarter-time music teacher. That pays for a teacher at the school one day a week. Some schools, like Reagan, choose to put more money toward music, but some don't. Breitbart says that contributes to inequalities.
Because it means it's basically the principal's prerogative to have or not have music.
Dozens of MPS schools budget for the bare minimum of one quarter-time music teacher, but those positions are hard to fill. Breitbart is one of the teachers who are lobbying the school district to rethink its music standards.
We as educators who are at successful music schools couldn't stomach anymore knowing that the school down the street didn't have a program.
The teachers formed the Milwaukee Music Educators Association, which is affiliated with the union. Rufus King music teacher Ben Zaber says their main goal is to close gaps in student access to music.
You shouldn't be able to drive 2 miles down the road into Shorewood and see a completely different educational program than you see here. You shouldn't be able to drive from King to North Division and see something completely different offered to the students.
Last school year, MPS had 58 full-time music educators, some of whom were spread out among multiple schools. That's a ratio of one full-time teacher to about every 1,200 students. Deborah Bowling says the number is improving this year. Bowling is MPS's fine arts manager.
While it has been a rocky path, we are really seeing some increases in terms of teacher recruitment, as well as schools that are increasing their music allocation.
Bowling says recruitment is a challenge. That's why a few years ago, MPS launched the Fill the Gaps program. It allows schools with music or art vacancies to contract with organizations like the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music and Arts at Large. More than 40 schools used contracts for music education last year at a cost of more than $1 million. Teachers like Breitbart and Zaber say the Fill the Gaps program made it too easy to supplant certified educators with private contractors. This year, the Fill the Gaps program is ending, according to Bowling. MPS has not explained why that decision was made.
Unfortunately, we have been directed that that's not an option. However, so that is going to have to be a very interesting and challenging conversation because we really want to provide our students those kind of opportunities.
The music teachers calling for change say MPS would have more teacher candidates if it replaced quarter-time music positions with half-time or full-time jobs. The teachers are lobbying the school board to adopt a new policy to that effect. Ben Zaber at Rufus King hopes this will be a turning point for music education in MPS.
Music isn't something that should be extra or separate. It's something that helps bind together the rest of the education that kids receive.
Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.